Those of you who have your Bibles, will you please turn with me to Ephesians, the first chapter. I'll be reading from verse 15 through 23. These are the Ephesian prayers. I'll be reading from the Amplified Classic Version. Verse 15, "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love towards all the saints, the people of God, I, Paul, do not cease to give thanks for you. I make mention of you in my prayers, for I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into his mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for you who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself." Father, I thank you for those who are listening, those who are part of the body of Christ. I pray that our eyes will be flooded with this light, the light of the knowledge and the revelation, that our spirit will be filled with spiritual and special insight into the mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of you and who we are in Christ. And you do this by opening up the eyes of our spiritual eyes, by opening up our understanding. We thank you, Father, that our heart is flooded, saturated with the light, the knowledge, and the revelation of who we are, so we can know and understand for ourselves the hope to which you have called us to, and how rich is this glorious inheritance that is laid up for the saints, those who are in Christ. And we thank you, Father. I pray that our eyes, our understanding, our knowledge, that we have discernment of this exceeding great power, which is immeasurable. It cannot be measured. This power is unlimited, and this power is surpassing great. This power is not only in us, but is for us. And we thank you, Father. As believers, we are believers. I am a believer and not a doubter. This same power that was demonstrated in the working of your mighty strength, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead and you seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places. We were raised up with him and we are seated with him in heavenly places, according to Ephesians, the second chapter. And Jesus was raised up far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. And we were raised together with Christ above all rule and authority and power and dominion and anything and everything, any sickness, disease, any problem, circumstances, situation, we have been raised far above it because we are in Christ and we are seated with Christ. And because of this immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing great power that is in us, we can do all things through Christ who quickens us and strengthens us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Not only have we been raised up with him, we've been made to be seated with Christ. And you have put all things under Jesus' feet. And you have appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercise throughout the church, which is his body. And we are the body of Christ. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. And because of that, we are seated with him and the devil is defeated. So I thank you that our eyes are open. I thank you, Father, for these prayers, that we have the revelation and the spiritual wisdom and the spiritual insight to understand that we are seated with Christ and we are in Christ and Christ is in us. So be it.